Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. This morning, we learn about Sleep in Heavenly Peace, not-for-profit that makes and delivers beds to kids without beds. No kid sleeps on the floor in our town, is their adage. We welcome chapter president James Welch and longtime doer of the organization, Beth Heffern. Thank you very much both for being with us. A great pleasure to have you both here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So SHP is Sleep in Heavenly Peace. How did this whole thing get off the ground?
Back in 2012, out in Twin Falls, Idaho, there's a gentleman by the name of Luke Mickelson, who's actually the founder of it. He did some work with his local church, and he made some beds with a youth group and handed it out. And then later on that year, he went in his garage with his kids and family, and they built the bunk bed, put it on Facebook, and said, "Hey, who needs a bed?" When they went on there afterwards, they saw how many people needed a bed, and that's how it started. After that, they started, you know, delivering beds to their local area in Twin Falls.
So what we learned over time is that there's a lot of kids who need a lot of beds.
There is. It's amazing. So when I saw this, it was on Facebook's Returning the Favor, hosted by Mike Rowe. I saw it in February 2018. And I looked at it and said, "I can do this." I was paramilitary and worked in EMS in the local area. Saw this in our local area nationwide as well. Put in for a chapter. And at that time, they only had about 12 chapters. And now here it is, almost June 2019. We have 150-plus chapters in 41 states. So it's kind of growing a little bit.
What have you been part of it since the beginning, Beth?
I've been part of it since the first build that we did in this area.
So what is entailed in a build?
In a build, we get there early, we set up, bring all of the materials, all of the tools. We have stations set up for each process. So if volunteers show up with no tool experience, we have something they can do, whether it's sanding wood or helping to bring things from one place to another. Everything is done with templates. There are always volunteers there who are experienced in the process. So we lead them right from cutting the board to sanding it to assembling a headboard. Everything like clockwork.
Mostly bunk beds?
Bunk beds or single beds, depending on what the families need. The single bed can be stacked on top and turned into a bunk bed.
So, and it's made, I want to use the term made to order, but that's pretty much what it is, right?
Yeah. We make them. Whatever we get for lumber or donations from sponsors, we go and do a build. It could be a 5-bed build or a 5-bunk build. It could be a 10-bunk build. It could be a 20-bunk build, whatever they need, whatever they give us for sponsorship. And then we go, we do everything. We put it together. We store it. And then when we get requests online through the SHP website, we go out and we vet it, and we try to set up dates and times to go out and deliver beds. A couple weekends ago, we actually had a 19-bed delivery. So one day, 19 kids got beds in the local area.
And just to give us an idea, I mean, do you have a total of how many kids need beds as of right now?
Right now in this area, today, our chapter's built 60 bunk beds and delivered more than 40 beds. I have about 59 requests out there now for beds. It's going to go a little bit higher, I imagine.
All right, so that's a lot.
So that's local and nationwide. I just got this morning. So nationwide, the chapters have built over 3,700 bunk beds, over 12,000 volunteers, and there's over 10,340 applications nationwide right now.
I think most people can probably figure this out on their own, but I'll ask the question, which is, if they don't have the beds, what are they doing instead?
Either sleeping on the floor, air mattress, sleeping with mom and dad, on blankets,
futons,
right. Maybe an old fallen apart mattress.
Pretty much anything you can imagine.
Anything they can to sleep on.
Pile of clothes. Yeah. We've seen a lot.
Now, in poking around on your website and your Facebook page, you don't stop there. You also go for the bedding itself and help with all of the things to make it special for a kid.
When we go in and do a delivery. We will bring all of the components and put the bed together, usually with the help of the kids. They love to get in there and help screw their beds together, put the railings on. We will then have them leave the room, and we'll put the mattress, the sheets, the pillow, the comforter, and we'll have a reveal when they come in. Usually kids are under the covers before we leave the room, and their parents will say, I will not see my child for the next week unless it's time for them to come out and eat, because they will just be in their new bed.
Well, you think of how, I mean, that's just such an important part of your, well, of our lives, right? Mm-hmm. But for a kid, it's sort of home base. Yes. It's the place that's yours.
Yeah, it's a safe place. It's a place of ownership. It's a place that can go and hang out, relax, and honestly, it's about getting a good night's sleep, which studies have shown, you know, good night's sleep for kids is great because they can get to school and be awake and active and learn, and hopefully that's the big thing, you know. And some of these kids, you know, are 15, 17 years old. It's their first time getting a bed or ever having a bed.
You are almost, from my understanding, 100% volunteer-driven and donation-driven,
correct.
Right?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're relying on the kindness of strangers to help you get the supplies that you can, the money or the supplies to do what you have to do.
Yes.
How do you get the names of the kids who needs the bed? How does that work?
So if there's a kid that needs a bed, either a parent, a social worker, a school teacher, a principal, a neighbor can go on to our website, shpbeds.org. They can click on request a bed. They go on there and they will start the application. And the application is going to have a drop down with all the chapters. And they want to look up the New York Mechanical chapter. That's the only chapter in this area right now. Then it will go on further to another system, which checks the zip code. Then I get it back to me in an email, and I go in, I print it out, I vet it. I can see what they write, what the kids are doing, how they're sleeping, stuff like that. Some of these requests come from social workers, which is very important because we had a young gentleman who was requesting two beds for his kids because it was a matter of getting two beds so he can get his custody. So to go deliver this bed to this gentleman and have him cry was pretty, pretty good.
When we say Mechanicville, though, so but what is your service area? You serve a pretty large area.
Yes, we have a 17-mile radius from the 12118 zip code. So basically, I cover almost North Albany, Schenectady, Troy, Cohoes, Clifton Park, Saratoga area, up to the Wilton area. Around southern Washington County, Rensselaer County. So it's a big area.
It is a big area.
Yep.
And the need is probably always going to be there, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's not going to go away, you know. A lot of these houses we go in is struggling single moms. It's amazing. I was raised by a single mom. Yep. And, you know, I can go in and tell my story to the kids, like, hey, help your mom out because she's doing as best she can. And, you know, we've had people that we've gone in the house and they're both working, but they can't afford to get the beds for the kids because it's more about the food, paying for rent and everything else. So, yes, the need will be out there.
I want to just, if you look, it's shpbeds.org, and you can find out more information about the effort there. And then when it comes to chapters, as you mentioned, just look for Mechanicville, and you can find the local chapter as well. We also are going to have they're on Facebook at Sleep in Heavenly Peace, New York, Mechanicville. And we'll have the links posted on our website as well, so you can find out much more information. The one quick thing in the 30 seconds is that you also have these build-offs, different things that you do, projects, things. You make this a team sport, which is really important as well.
Yep. We can come to businesses, and if they sponsor us, we'll bring everything there, the business or the corporation, whatever. Their members will do the work. The biggest one we're doing coming up here in June is the Bunks Across America, first ever, 2,500 bunks across America in one day. We're being sponsored by the Lowe's of Half Moon and Latham. So please come over to Half Moon, 476 Route 146, and check us out. Also, bring some new linen sheets, comforters, pillows, whatever. We're going to have fill the trailer event. We're going to have a trailer there to fill up with linens and comforters. And come check us out. You can see us at work. And say thank you to Lowe's for being our biggest national sponsor.
A lot going on and very important stuff as well. You can find all the links, wamc.org/roundtable. James Welch, Beth Heffern, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Great pleasure for you being for your beautiful work, and thank you for being here. Again, links at wamc.org/roundtable, falling into place, is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities. See more promise. See more progress.